You're listening to EPN, the E-Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. Today we are visiting with Sharon Stevens, Integrative Nutrition Class of 2009 and Certified Health Coach, who is a performer with a passion for nutrition. Sharon found her niche working with artists dealing with body image concerns and hectic lifestyles. She also lends her talents to Integrative Nutrition to share her experiences as the host of Integrative Nutrition's info sessions. She takes pride in guiding current and prospective students through the health coach training program and introducing inspiring graduates to the IIN community. Sharon, thanks for joining us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's our pleasure as well. So first of all, what is a health coach?
It's a great question, and I get that one a lot. Health coaches are a relatively new field. It's definitely emerging. I like to see it as sort of a new tier of healthcare. Health coaches essentially are a supportive mentor for individuals to help them reach their health goals in a nutshell. What that basically means is that health coaches provide clients with information and support that they need to start making healthier choices, not just about food that they're consuming, but also about their lifestyle so that they can live their healthiest, happiest versions of themselves. Like I said, health coaches, they're that missing link within the healthcare system, because a doctor or a registered dietitian or anyone can say, well, you need to eat better, or you need to decrease your sodium intake. The health coach is then there to say, okay, well, how can we actually make that work for you? How does that work for your lifestyle? How can we make that fit into your daily life?
Well, the question always is, what led you into the field or this field that you seem so passionate about?
It's a good question as well. My story is this. Basically, 5 years ago, I was an actor. That's what I'd always planned to do. I was living in New York City waiting tables. That was my background. I went to UCLA, majored in theater, didn't have a backup plan. I came to New York. That was all I wanted to do. But the problem was, is even though I found some success with it, I couldn't actually stand the lifestyle or the people I was involved with on a day-to-day basis. I just didn't enjoy the world I was living in. The reality of that dream just wasn't working for me. So I continued down that path because I forced myself to pursue it, because that's what I always said I would do. Until I finally hit a wall and just said, you know what, I need a change. My life is stagnant. I'm not auditioning. I'm not working out. I'm stuffing myself with unhealthy food because that's the only thing I can do to satisfy my craving for, you know, whatever it is that was missing. I stuck, needed a change, and nutrition was always that secret passion of mine. And I say secret because it was something that I was always reading about, and I was intrigued by it, but I'd never actually talk about it because I didn't want people to think I knew something about it, or I don't know. And I wanted to learn more, and I knew that I loved the topic, and I thought, hey, you know what, maybe this is a good career choice for me because I actually really love this. I'm passionate about this. I like healthy food. I like healthy living. Kayla's awesome. And so I started researching nutrition careers. You know, I wanted something that I could really do to help others and get my life back on track. And I was also sort of hoping that I might be able to learn more in this career path that would actually help me to improve my own health too, because I had always struggled with my weight and various health issues growing up. So when I came across Integrative Nutrition, and that was sort of the solution for me, it was everything that I wanted and more. They had nutrition training, coaching training, business development training, and it really helped me see that maybe I could actually help others and help myself. But the problem was I'd never actually heard of a health coach, which is why I wanted to start out talking today, talking about, you know, what a health coach really does, because I didn't really know what they did or, you know, why would someone want to work with me, and I wasn't healthy yet myself. Like I said, nutrition was a secret passion of mine. So I decided to think about it, and it took me probably about a year to get into the field, thinking about it, just because I just wasn't certain about it. And then I ended up deciding to take that leap one day, just because I had felt so stuck for so long and I needed to take an action to make a shift. And I did. And I trained at Integrative Nutrition, and it was the most transformative year of my life. It's a one-year program, and in that time, I launched my own health coaching practice, discovered I had an entrepreneurial spirit that I didn't know I had. I held successful workshops. I had paying clients by the time I graduated, and the icing on the cake for me was that I made changes to my personal life that helped me to shed 20 pounds. I changed the way I approached relationships, which helped me to find my now husband. We just got married about 3 weeks ago. And I even ran the New York City Marathon in 2011, and none of that was within my realm of possibility before. I never thought any of that was possible until I decided to make that shift and enter a field that I was so passionate about.
So what was it that you learned that helped you to make, or that helped you make this dramatic transformation?
For me, it was primary food. And what primary food is essentially, it's a concept that Integrative Nutrition teaches, that is everything that feeds you that doesn't come on a plate. It's your career, your relationships, your spirituality, and your physical exercise. Because it doesn't necessarily matter how much kale and quinoa you eat. If you're in an unhealthy relationship, you're not going to be healthy. And it really helps take the pressure on you and what you're doing out of the equation and helps you to focus on, well, what is it that I'm not getting? Primary food was essential for me in terms of getting out of my own way and improving my own health and helping myself to launch a business that I really love.
Today we're joined by Sharon Stevens, Integrative Nutrition Class of 2009 and Certified Health Coach, who is a performer with a passion for nutrition, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Sharon, what do you love most about what you do?
I love making a difference in other people's lives. There's just such a level of fulfillment when you're working with someone one-on-one, helping them to make real sustainable changes to their life. And you never forget that first time that a client calls you at like 9 o'clock at night saying, oh my goodness, I just bought kale at the grocery store. I'm so excited. What do I do with it again? And you get to walk them through that process step by step. You get to help them see how much fun it is to feel, to have energy naturally, to lose weight easily, to clear up health issues that have always been a struggle for them, and just by helping them to make real lifestyle changes and being with them. And it's just incredible to have that level of fulfillment and feeling like you're really making a difference. And I also love that as a health coach, it's my own career, it's my own company, it's my own practice, so I'm creating my own opportunities. You know, when I want to give workshops and I want to give talks because I really enjoy that public speaking part, I can do that. I create those opportunities for myself because it's my own and I get to do it.
And what advice would you have for someone that feels stuck like you were?
I think the key to getting unstuck is educating yourself in all things. You never stop learning, constantly taking actions to get yourself engaged in whatever genre it is that interests you the most, whether it's subscribing to some of your favorite blogs out there and making sure that you set aside time each week to actually read them, or making time to try out one new thing or activity each week that resonates with you, or even if it's going back to school somewhere like Integrative Nutrition, whatever it is, just always looking for that inspiration elsewhere, keeping yourself actively engaged in the areas that you feel you're most passionate about, because that inspiration for whatever that next step for you should be, that's often going to hit you in the most unlikely places, because it's out there in life. It's in conversations with your friends, with your classmates. It's in testing out new recipes. It's in long walks on the beach or in the woods, whatever it is for you. And if you're engaging yourself in the area that you're most passionate about, learn all you can about it and make it work for you, that's going to help you loosen up that stuck feeling and get you on the path towards whatever it is that you want to achieve.
How about telling our listeners where they can be in contact with you online?
Absolutely. So you can learn more about me and Integrative Nutrition by going to www.integrativenutrition.com. That is Integrative Nutrition's website, and I host weekly info sessions there, and you'll see me on their page, and you can connect with me that way.
Very good. And in conclusion, what one thing could you leave with our listeners that they could put into action or practice today that would help them to be more healthy or fit?
one thing that you could put into action or practice today that would help them be more healthy or fit? Well, for me, the number one thing is always eat more greens. It's a simple thing, and it's very, very easy and often overlooked. So that would be my number one tip. Or if you want to look at primary food, which is something that I talked about today, really focusing in on, you know, what primary food you aren't necessarily getting right now that you could be getting.
Certainly appreciate the advice and information. We've been speaking with Sharon Stevens, Integrative Nutrition Class of 2009 and Certified Health Coach, who is a performer with a passion for nutrition. And the website of reference, once again, is integrativenutrition.com. Sharon, thanks so much for being with us here today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.